Megillah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. Cross Seirugin. If a person would read a Megillah, and Seirugin is like the Rav explains, he reads a little bit at a time, he stops, and even when he stops, he could be waiting a long time till he continues. He could be waiting the time that it takes to finish the whole Megillah. Nevertheless, even so, even if there's such a long pause and he continues, as long as he completes the whole thing, it's okay. Or the case is Umisnamnim, or he reads the Megillah while he's dozing off. And the Mishnah Psachim explains, like Taisanta brings, what dozing off means. Yatza. Both of these cases is Yatza. Hayakoisva, if a person is writing a Megillah on Purim, and when he writes, he's copying it from a different Megillah, but he reads the whole thing. Dorsha, or let's say he's giving a drasha to other people, but he's reading every single pasuk of the Megillah. Yes, between the psukim, he's explaining the Megillah, but he says every pasuk. Umagia, or let's say a person's reading from Megillah to correct it, but nevertheless he reads the whole thing. Imkivin libo, if he has kavana. The Rav says to be yotze with this kriya, he's yatza. The Rav's shita, we brought up in the past, that mitzvah trichas kavana, and the kavana that the Rav learns is kavana to be yotze the mitzvah. So he has to have kavana to be yotze the mitzvah, and then he's yotze. V'imlav lo yatza. But if he does not have kavana to be yotze the mitzvah, he's not yatza. Mishnah continues, ha'isa ksuva basam. If the Megillah was written with sam, which is like the root of a certain type of grass, all these, we're going to see that these types of materials or quasi-ink that's used is not permanent ink. So all these things are not going to be kosher. So sam is a type of grass. Vasikra, which is a red rock. Uvakoimos, or it's from a tree. It's like a tree sap. He tries to write a Megillah like that. Uvakankantom, these are, some explain, like copper salts. Alaniyar, if he writes it on paper that's made, like the Rav says, from grass, not with parchment, leather parchment like we use. Valadiftera, or he does write it on parchment, but it was not completed. The parchment was not fully completed. They, let's say, salted it and did whatever they needed to. They smoothed it out, but they didn't put on the specific materials at the end that would allow it to absorb the ink properly permanently. That's what difter is. It's not fully made. Lo yatza. All these cases, it's not a kosher Megillah. He's not yotze. Ache tiksuva ashuris ala sefer uvidio. Until it's written in ashuris, which is the way we learned, Lashon HaKodesh, ala sefer, uvidio, on a sefer, and it has to be dio. The Rambam says dio is anything that's permanent ink is considered dio. But what's interesting here is it says ashuris. Now we said earlier, in a previous Mishnah, that it's fully okay to read a Megillah in a different language if that's the language that the people understand. So why is this Mishnah now telling us that the Megillah has to be written in ksav ashuris? So some learn that ein hachanami, even if you're reading a Megillah, let's say in English, the Megillah itself has to be written with Hebrew letters. So like you would be spelling out English words with Hebrew letters. In other words, the previous Mishnah is the language. This is actually talking about the font. That the font has to be a font of Ashuris. And Tosfos Yontif brings down this possibility. And if that's the case, even b'diavad would be ma'akiv. That if you try to write a Megillah in English with the font of English letters, it would not be yotze. Or the other way to learn is that that's not true. That the only reason the Mishnah is just giving an example, that if it was spoken out, if the language that was used on the Megillah was Ashuris, then the text, the writing, the font would have to be Ashuris, Hebrew letters. Meaning the point of the Mishnah is telling us, Achetek Suv Ashuris, that the letters, the font has to match the language. But Eina Chanami, if one is reading it in English, he can write the Megillah in English. And the only reason that the Mishnah speaks about Ashuris is because it's the most common situation. And that would actually mean, again, that it's Ma'akiv even b'diavad, that it has to actually match the language. So it would come out according to that, that if you'd be reading it in English, it would have to be in an English language, and you cannot have a different language and a different ksav. Rather, they have to match.